Thought we'd see what's happening out in the great Northwest territories today. And Superintendent Jeff Bontrager joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, GLC. How are you?
Hanging in there. You?
Good. Good. Hanging in there, but just learning our internet's down right now, which is pretty important right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, every day is a new adventure.
Yeah, it certainly is. I wanted to ask you about the Let Them Play group met yesterday, and everybody wants high school sports, and they want the kids to play sports. But I think is the question, Jeff, how can we play sports if we're not in school?
Well, that's just... That is the million-dollar question. And, you know, throughout the country, people are all over the map. I mean, as far as some kids are playing, some kids are not. You know, it's a matter of, I think, also these kids making sure that it doesn't turn into a super spreader. I mean, we all really... I think feel like we would love to have kids playing sports.
Sure.
This is just an unprecedented time. I mean, I know like at the college level, you know, I can speak with my own kids playing college basketball. They're practicing right now, but they have to get tested every single day. You know, and that is, that's a big price tag.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something K-12 schools, you know, doesn't have. So, yeah, it's like everything else, we just have never been through this. And so we're trying to find our way. Hopefully this can happen soon. I mean, there are some times where we have been out for a few days, virtual for a few days in the fall that sports were able to continue, but we've just not been in this scenario to this degree.
Mm-hmm. Even when you get back, Jeff, how big is one issue that isn't stressed very much is transportation. Isn't that a big issue?
It is, because you can't, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to social distance is what it comes down to.
Right.
You know, schools do their best as far as, you know, all facing forward, cleaning between runs, kids wearing masks and so on. But again, there's not a great scenario. So.
Yeah. Hey, you were one of the first to really go virtual. Share your thoughts. How has that worked out, or what are the big issues?
Well, you know, as far as the content delivery, we're getting better and better, and I feel like that's you know, mm-hmm. throughout the county. You know, but anyway, stack it. It doesn't replace the face-to-face scenario. The other piece of this is that it's only as good as the engagement from the other end. So we have the majority of our kids and their parents are engaged in doing a nice job, but you know, we always have the outliers, and I'm not talking about just Northwest.
Sure,
I'm talking about K-12 in general. You really need that support from parents, so you know that makes a big difference.
Yeah. Jeff, do you see this vaccine? What difference is that going to make here?
Well, you know, I think it'll make a difference. But because it's a twofold, and in other words, you have to get vaccinated twice with a time frame spaced apart, and the fact that this, you know, is a nationwide scenario, that's not going to be an immediate effect.
Right.
So anyway, that's the big problem. I mean, we all hope and wish that, you know, this scenario is going to be taken care of very quickly, but I think we're going to have to be patient as we work through this. So
I know I know some lawmakers are pushing that teachers get vaccinated right along with the frontline workers.
Yeah, that has been a topic. Depends on who you talk to right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just all comes down, Greg, to what we started out with, that you know, we're all doing the best we can. But nothing replaces that face-to-face,
sure,
interaction and accountability, to be quite honest with you. So I think all in all, you know, I think our I can speak in general for Jackson County, but specifically for Northwest, that our teachers are doing a phenomenal job. It comes down to that engagement piece. And again, the majority of our kids are engaged, but, you know, obviously we'd like them all to be engaged. So the sooner that we can get back, and I know all Jackson County schools after the holiday break, we're all going to be trying again. Some people are coming back the 4th, some districts the 11th, but, you know, that's the goal to get back at it. And that is, there's so many variables with that, though. You know, what will the state government, will they allow us A, mm-hmm. B, what will the infection rate be? Because, you know, as we all know, on a daily basis, more and more people are coming down with it. This has just been a very fluid on a daily basis. You know, you fasten your seatbelts because things change on a daily basis. And, you know, and it's tough when you are managing something to this size, you know, that's what makes it hard and difficult, is to just change gears on a dime. But you know what? We've been doing it, and you know, I appreciate people's patience, not only our teachers and staff, but also parents. But it sure has been a very challenging time.
You aged rapidly, don't you?
There is absolutely no doubt about that. It feels like it's tenfold on a daily basis.
Well, hey, we'll let you get back, get that internet, go grab your screwdriver and get that internet hooked up.
Yeah, looks like we're all fired up again. So
okay.
I think we're okay. So that's the first really good news. So
hey, thanks, Jeff, for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg. Have a great day.
Yep. Take care. Jeff Bontrager, superintendent at Northwest.